Namobuddhaya. Welcome to another video. Now, you probably heard about this Buddhist statement and Buddhist saying that says nothing is permanent in this life and everything is subjected to change. Now, this is one of the core and main teachings in Buddhism, and in Pali language we call it anicca. Anicca can be literally translated as impermanence or subjecting for something to be changed, okay? So what did really Buddha taught about anicca or impermanence? Let's take a look at it. Now, when we talk about impermanence, now everything that is around us, that is, that we can see, that we can hear, that we can feel, has one nature in common, and that is, it is subjected to change. That is one nature that is shared with all the things that are around us, okay? From the smallest atom to the biggest thing in this world, everything is subjected to change and everything is ever changing. There is nothing stable in life. Now, normally when we look at, now it seems like very easily recognizable phenomena and a process, but let's say like this, for an example. Now, there's a cup here, all right? Now, if I ask from you, how does this cup become impermanence? How do you answer? Oh, then you can say, oh, this falls down, when it shatters, it becomes impermanent, okay? That is one way of understanding and one way of recognizing what is impermanent. Now, what Buddha meant about anicca or impermanence is a way more subtler impermanence than what we talk about, okay? Now, the Buddha said, your feelings and your thoughts and your perception and your weave towards this cup becomes impermanent and it is ever changing. Now, that impermanence happens now, right? For an example, like, let's say now you can see this is stable, okay? This is not changing. This is not shattered. It stays. But our thoughts and our feelings and our perceptions are ever changing right now, right here. So to understand that kind of impermanent is way more subtler and it is very, very difficult, and that is why we need the meditation practice and spiritual practice to understand this. So how can we recognize and how can we realize this nature of impermanence? Now, the Buddha said the first step is to slow down and to be calm. The Buddha said you cannot comprehend and you cannot realize this kind of impermanence through a distracted mind. When your mind is distracted, it is very difficult to focus on this impermanence. And that is why the Buddha introduced samatha meditation or calming meditations to calm down your mind. And in the meantime, in the same time, we have to practice the wisdom through learning the Buddha's teachings and through wisely reflecting on the reality to bring up the wisdom that is within us. When the calmness and the peacefulness and concentration paired with wisdom, the Buddha said that you can reach and you can identify and realize this kind of impermanence. So what Buddha meant by anicca is a way more subtler and way more deeper meaning than the normal and superficial meaning of impermanence. So that is what Buddha meant. So that is what we have to practice to realize and to see in Buddha's teachings. So I hope you got some idea about what anicca is. So add this into your life and try to realize this anicca by practicing meditation and by realizing the true nature of your life. Namo Buddhaya.